The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private. Trusted experts in orthopedic, spine, eye, cancer and cardiology.
This is News Talk.
Jonathan Healy in for Pat Kenny. Owen O'Brien, housing spokesperson for Sinn Féin. How are you, Owen?
Good.
Good to talk to you. We got a lot of reaction yesterday when we were talking about co-living, and we were talking about the bill that you were bringing forward that would ban it. How confident are you that you can ban it?
Well, of course, that is a matter for the deputies and the Dáil. So if a majority of TDs were to vote for the bill when the vote takes place the week after next, then it would be removed from the planning code. Keep in mind, co-living as we understand it, which is high density, high price and low personal space accommodation, that didn't exist before Owen Murphy introduced his controversial 2018 so-called shared accommodation regulations. So if it didn't exist before he had those regulations, once we remove those regulations, then it won't exist into the future. Obviously, we still have the problem of those units that have got their planning permission. They're legally entitled to build and develop, but at least we would be able to stop the proliferation of these developments into the future.
Mm. Well, they did exist, but they existed in places like San Francisco and New York and in the Far East. They didn't exist here.
They didn't exist in Ireland, nor should they exist in Ireland.
We are familiar with the housing crisis. This particular moment in time, arguably we should be looking at moving people out of Dublin and out of urban centres back into rural Ireland, getting them to work from home using broadband. Would that be a much more beneficial use of effort at this point rather than arguing over things that may not actually be needed, wanted or built?
Well, first of all, we shouldn't be getting people to move out of our city centres. Very, very large numbers of workers can't work remotely. They work in frontline services, they work in retail, or they work in jobs where, in fact, it would be better if they lived closer to their working places, preferably within walking or cycling distance. And therefore, what we need is we need good quality urban accommodation for those people. Obviously, those that can work remotely, and there's a plan the government has to try and encourage more balanced regional residential spatial strategies, which we support. That also has to happen too. And the real problem is this. So, for example, there is no let up in the number of planning applications for co-living. We saw another one in the Irish Times yesterday up beside Capel Street with over 500 beds. And if people thought co-living was a bad idea before COVID-19, where you had, you know, anything between 20, 40, 60 people sharing a kitchen, and some of these co-living spaces also have co-working spaces, which are shared communal hot desking areas, certainly none of that makes sense in the era of COVID-19. That doesn't mean we can't have well-built, well-ventilated, good-quality apartments. That can be done and can be safe in the era of COVID, and that's really where we need to be moving.
Okay, and I hear with you and I agree with you wholeheartedly, but you and I, regrettably, are past our trendy years. I know you're better at it than I am, but cooking and everything. But the point is that this might suit a younger generation, maybe some students, maybe some older students. They're not there for life, they're just there for a little while. And I agree with you, we shouldn't be building squillions of these things, but maybe some is okay.
So two things. If we had a functioning housing system where we had good quality, affordable accommodation in our city centre, that then allowed people to make the choice between proper accommodation and temporary co-living, that wouldn't be an issue. The difficulty is that's not the case. And if you look at the 36 co-living planning applications that have been submitted to the various planning authorities in Dublin over the last year or so, that's over 5,000 bed spaces. There has been a fraction of that number of genuinely affordable housing developments applied for the planning system in Dublin. And in fact, the most vociferous reaction that I get to co-living when I engage in these types of issues, particularly on social media, is from young people. Young people are really resentful at the suggestion that they should accept 12 square metres of personal living space and have to involuntarily share with large numbers of people for €1,300 a month. Young people deserve better than that. So our problem is in the dysfunctional housing system we have today, where co-living is a much more profitable option by incentivizing that in the way Owen Murphy and unfortunately Darragh O'Brien are currently doing. You're not only producing too much of this stuff, you're also increasing the value of land in our inner city areas and incentivizing other developers to follow suit. So all that's getting built applied for planning permission is co-living apart hotels and high-end students. And what we're not seeing is good quality affordable accommodation for working people.
Which is true, and that's that we do need that. I'm devastated you didn't take offence at my "you're not trendy anymore like me," Owen. I would have presumed you to push back on that, if nothing else.
Well, first of all, I was never trendy and quite happy to not have that moniker. Can I also say this, though, because yesterday's bill wasn't just about co-living. There are a separate set of design standards for build-to-rent apartments with less natural light, less storage, less car parking, less comfort. And it's absolutely outrageous that renters should be accepting lower design standards and less comfort than people can buy. And the bill was also about removing controversial planning powers from the minister, and hopefully those will all be supported when this goes to the vote that we have.
And you know
next.
What? We will come back to that when the bill is being discussed in the House. Owen O'Brien, housing spokesperson for Sinn Féin, thanks for joining us on News Talk.